Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
By the way, if you've ever had a job interview, you know shaking hands is very important. But we're all a little out of practice after the pandemic. So we thought we'd do a little refresher course. We got 5 steps for the perfect handshake. You can watch Tim and I demonstrate on our Facebook Live video this morning.
You did a very wonderful job.
Number one, wipe your hands off first. I do that instinctively. Even on your pants or shirt is better than nothing. No one wants to shake a clammy, sweaty hand.
True.
Number two, I didn't know this, but I guess you want to be the one who initiates the handshake, ideally. It shows you're confident and excited to meet them. But you also need to be ready if they do it first. Number three, use your right hand. If you're a lefty, I'm sorry.
Do left-handed people instinctually use the right hand, though? Or do they instinctually go left? Since
that's a good question. Your mother is left-handed. Has she ever talked about that?
I would guess that since my mother was left-handed, always too. Right-handed, you know, that's probably something that was trained into them at a very young age.
Yeah, the majority of the world is right-handed, so that's usually the rule.
Yeah.
Also, smile and make eye contact. Shaking someone's hand without looking at them is just weird.
Yeah.
And let's see, 2 to 3 pumps is good. I think Tim and I were averaging 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And well, you two had a little bit of a grand finale. It was like 3 pumps and then a little shake to go.
Well, we were doing a diplomacy handshake.
Is that what that was?
Dignitaries do when it's a photo op.
All right.
So that the whole world sees us.
It doesn't say anything in there about, you know, the cover. You know, when you go in with the right hand, but then you take the left hand and put it on top of the handshake.
That's a power move.
I don't do that for everybody.
What
is that? That's a power move.
I got to really like you if I'm going to add that second hand to really show.
That second hand to.
I learned in school that was about dominance. Like control over or power over the other person.
I could agree on that. But I also feel like it's more like a compassionate thing, like, you know. Like
it's more of a tender, loving kind of move.
Well, that's different. If you shake and pull it in, that's compassion. But if you shake and put on top, that's dominance.
That means mine's bigger than yours.
I've never intended it that way.
It was always like an added embrace of affection.
That's how I look at that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Next time I do it, I'll just see what really is going on.
Yeah, but when you talk about the firmness of the handshake, I mean, I think we all agree, you know, we like a good, solid, firm handshake, but not so firm that you're breaking the person's hand off. Don't be obnoxious about it. It's such a power move. It's such an alpha move.
Do you feel like we're back to shaking hands, or are you finding that most people are still elbowing and fist pumping and all that business?
I can't remember the last time prior to Tim this morning that I have shaken anyone's hand. Yeah,
I've shook some hands in the last, I don't know, month.
Yeah.
Different meetings I've been at.
I've had 2 people tell me, like, say no. I'm like, hi. And they're like, oh, hi. Like, it's okay. Like, they'll put their hand up. Like, it's okay. We don't have to shake. It's nice to meet you.
We had a few neighbors come over to the garage sale the other day that introduced themselves that we haven't met yet. And we did the nod and the hello. And I found myself putting my hands together and almost bowing like,
Namaste style. Please start doing that with everyone.
That's
please
great.
Do prayer hands and nod.
But I caught myself doing it because I instinctively, I don't know why, I guess I just wasn't. I don't consider myself really paranoid or obsessed with COVID anymore. I don't even really consciously
think about it.
I'm fully vaccinated. I don't wear a mask. It's not really on my brain, but that's funny. It's happened on 2 or 3 occasions on Saturday, and I found myself, oh, hello. It's very nice to meet you and not going anywhere near them.
That's
to
great.
Shake their hand. But yeah, we all like it not too limp, but not too firm, kind of in the middle.
Sure.
And that right there is your perfect handshake.
Nice.
The art of the handshake. 754, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Where are you off to this morning?
I'm off to work.
Yeah? And what do you do?
I'm in HR.
We have a bunch of HR people that used to come in for the best friend game. Now they're playing this game.
You guys having issues hiring people?
I think everyone's kind of seeing that crunch right now.
Yeah, just seeing a story that, you know, when we saw a lot of those employees leave their jobs back in April because of the pandemic, with a lot of those benefits drying up, they thought they'd see employees going back to work. And so far, they're not seeing the spike yet. They're still waiting. They're still looking for people.
What about this? Are you seeing people kind of ducking out? Because I know six people personally in my circle that are all leaving their jobs for something else because of various reasons. But it just seems to be, I don't know, that time.
Yeah, I think it's just a pretty unsettling time for everyone to be back, you know, back in person.
God, we love being back in person here.
It's so funny. I know people have been, you know, so, you know, are you guys back? And I'm like,
hell yeah, we're back.
We've been back since last May.
Right.
We were home for six glorious weeks and then we came back and yeah.
Maybe that's why we feel like so comfortable around each other, though, because it has been. It's not like we just went back this past May. We went back a year ago this past May. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, if I'd have been home this whole time, I'd be a little nervous out and about.
Yeah,
sure.
Bro, I can see how you.
Absolutely.
Be a little weird, but we just got rid of the plexiglass, about a month ago here that we had in the studio?
Yeah, I believe it was June 2nd.
Yeah, so it's mask optional here, but we have listeners come by and pick up prizes in the lobby again, so they're back in the building, and it's pretty much, for the moment, business as usual.
Yeah, let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, so we're going to try to get you $1,000 here, Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, have you played before?
I have not, and I don't typically do well in my car on the way to work, but we'll give it a go.
We'll make it happen. I can feel it. You can do it. So, all right, you'll have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day. You know that you are not to repeat any answers, and the key to winning is really, truly, pass quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You got the best possible situation here, Stephanie. You got two things going for you. Ooh. One, I think this is a good letter, the letter K.
K.
Yeah. Okay. Kite, Kilimanjaro.
Kit Kat.
Hmm?
Kenwood.
Kansas.
Kale.
Yep, some options.
But you also, you feel free to use any of those or not, but you also get to pick one of the show members to play for you
if you're not feeling
confident in the letter K. You could pick.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that was an option.
Yep.
Sometimes it can be, just on special occasions like today.
I think I'm
going to
go for it.
Good for you.
Go for it.
Good for you.
I always get really excited when people have this option and they go for it because I feel like you're really putting it out to the universe. Like you have the power. You know what
I
mean?
That's right. You're stepping into your own life
for
the love of peace.
I love
and your
that.
Own power.
You've got the
Make
power.
It happen.
You can do it. That's
right.
Stephanie.
You got this.
All right.
So with the letter K, here we go.
30 seconds on the clock.
With the letter K, name something you've bought on Amazon.
A kangaroo.
Something yellow.
A kite.
A medication.
Pass.
Something frozen.
Pass.
A band.
Pass.
A TV show.
Pass.
Something square.
Pass.
So, a smell. All right.
TV show.
Before we start throwing out answers, put 30 seconds back on the clock. Fritch is going to play.
Oh, I've already been playing, though.
I know, but you've got your answers. Let's see.
I'm just curious. All right.
If she would have, if she would have chosen, because Fritch is by far in the room the best at this.
Just for fun.
Yep, just for fun.
Oh, wait. I started the timer too
start.
Early.
Are you ready? Right. Okay, Fritch, with the letter K, name something you bought on Amazon.
Keds.
Something yellow.
Kangaroo.
A medication.
Kaopectate.
Something frozen.
Kale.
A band.
Kansas.
A TV show.
Knight Rider.
Something square.
Oh, pass.
A smell.
Kinky.
A feeling.
Kind.
A name.
Kelly.
Something square.
Something square. Kale, Keds, Kello, Color. I always get nine.
Ah! How
kimchi,
about
kimchi?
No, I was going to say a box of Kellogg's.
Oh, Kellogg's.
I don't know.
Kimchi. Would you have taken kimchi? Some of the cabbage is square.
Sure.
I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, look at how much
that
extra
was amazing.
Time you had, too.
Yes,
I
you had five, like, six remaining seconds when you got hung up on that last one.
I know.
One.
Yeah. I don't know. I just was thinking
Knight
Rider.
Knight Rider. I struggled with that one. Kansas, I didn't think
a
of.
A band, I was thinking Kiss.
Well, I only thought Kiss about Kansas because I said Kansas as a hint to her, and I was thinking to myself, also a band and a state.
There you go.
Damn, Fritchie.
I know. Oh, that something square it. Was hard. I'm sure people are yelling at the radio right it's now something. Going, yeah. Kite. Maybe that's kind of square. A square kite. Because she said kite, but I didn't use kite. So maybe I could have said square kite. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. Well, Knight Rider is kind of next level. I would never.
Yeah.
When you use a silent K, you're really showing some skills.
Yes. I don't know.
I was going to pick Tim, but then I was like, no, let's just do this.
Yeah, but you did really well.
You did.
Oh, I don't know about that, but, you know, it was fun.
Yep.
Future reference, I Kleenex do always pull up the webpage. Words that start with letter blank whenever we play this game.
Oh, so Tim cheating. Cheats.
Look at that.
Cheating.
I had Knight Rider, though. That was,
did you have Knight Rider?
I did have Knight Rider.
Somebody messaged me and said Kleenex box.
Oh, Kleenex.
I
wouldn't
have thought of that, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kitchen square.
Yeah. I don't know. Kaopectate, I will
that
say.
That was solid.
That's pretty
solid. Yeah, that was
I know.
Good.
I was making up medications in my mind. Keptova.
Yeah. Kajartix. Sounds like it should be one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, Stephanie.
We love you, Stephanie.
Have a great day.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.